We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology. Zchus Avim Arvim Rasi Sheyichyu, Zchus David Avram, Ben Maris and Miriam, Snachagita Basir Pchaim Tzvi, Vachol Yotzei Chalat Seha. We are in the Sefer Midas Lechekar Halacha, Rav Avamiel, Zchron Alevracha, Agoin, Moshe Victor Amiel. We are on page Samach Beis in the second volume. And also Ayin Tes, Baruch Hashem, we've been zochet to see so much. This is the Midah of Mitzius V'din, the interrelationship between reality and Halacha. In the previous shiur, we spoke about how if a certain reality, such as Chazakah or Rov or something like that, only applies in certain situations, then we know that it's a din, not a mitzius. Because if a mitzius, then it's universal, it always applies. It's reality. It is what it is. But if it only applies in certain circumstances, like a chazak or a rov, and the amanus of a bal din, etc., so we say it's a din and not a mitzius. We're machshir the mother and not the daughter when we're mesipuk about the bia, because the mother has a cheskes kashrus, not the daughter, and that shows that it's a din, not a mitzias. If it was a mitzias, then if he's kasher, he's kasher. If he's pasul, he's pasul. Can't be kasher for the mother and pasul for the daughter. The answer is it's a din, and therefore, efshar lefatzel and say that sometimes it's kasher, meaning regarding the mother, and sometimes it's pasul regarding the child, because the mother has a chazaka, not the child, because it's a din, and not a concrete reality. It continues the Rav Osayin test, ve'omnam b'chol ze efshar. לכלול בחד המחת את כל המידות הללו כנל. כי אף על פי שכאמור, בזה אין שוות שכולם מלבד עדות, בעוד רק לקבוע את הדין ולא את המציאות. So we saw that עדוס is קובע המציאות. עדוס is applies, it applies. You can't split up עדוס, right? We spoke about פלגינה דיבורה, but that is, we explained why that is not considered, why nevertheless it's considered a mitzias, because we said that if he says Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, that Ploni had relations with me and I did it willingly, so we believe him that it was Ploni. We believe him 100% it was Ploni. We just don't believe him about that it was him, because they know the Mesim Atzma Rasha, but we believe him that it was Ploni, so we believe that 100%. When we talk about Abdullah's Baal Din, when somebody says he wrote the Sefer Torah and that, but the Askaras weren't Lishma, so we believe him, Mitzad Tzchar, that, oh, now he can't get paid. But we don't believe him, Mitzad, he had some Sefer Torah, some Manushach. If he's not getting paid, then Sefer Torah isn't kosher. And if the Sefer Tzchar is Tasha, then he should be kosher, then he should be getting paid. The answer is no. That's the Pagina that we do. That in Echanam, it's not Kovei Mitzias. The Sefer Torah is, we view it as both kosher and not kosher. Vis-a-vis him, it's not kosher. Vis-a-vis the other guy, vis-a-vis the people, it is kosher. But he doesn't get his payment. But when it comes to Ploni or Ravani Lirtsoni, we believe 100% that Ploni is a Roveya. Akoponim, that was just an example. So, but so when it comes to Eidus, so when two people come and made about something, even if you say Palginan, but we accept 100%. So we said that's because Eidus is Kovea Mitzius and not a Din. And therefore it can be applied universally. And we're not Mechalik. In other cases, such as Rov, Chazaka, Hodas Baal Din, these are only dinim and not mitzvah, so they only apply in certain situations. Nevertheless, you can't include them all in one category. B'chol zot yesh hevdel ben chazaka v'ruba mitzad echad u'bein shar midot kamo migu shvua ed echad v'chadume. So there's still a difference between chazak and rov on one hand and other midos like migu, that migu lahotzi lomrin, and normally we believe in migu, but not lahotzi, not take away mammon, and shvua ve'ed echad, right? That an ed echad is mechayev b'shvua. You don't believe in ed echad completely, but you believe him enough to be mechayev b'shvua. So again, you see this inyan of it being a din, not a mitzias. But nevertheless, it's zimsin chazak and rav on one hand, and migu and shvua ve'ed echad on the other hand. כי סוף סוף אלו אחרות בא לברור הדבר. אף פי שהן מבררות את המציאות ורק את הדין, הן מבררות כנ"ל או כן הראשונות כמו חזקה ורובה, הן בכלל לא נכנסות לסוג של בירור, אלא לסוג של הכרעה. Hachra'a shel ha'safek. All right, so here we're getting into murky waters because this is a tremendous, tremendous amount of discussion about this. But we're learning Rav Amiel, so Mamela, we're going to just go on his derech. And another shiurim we've discussed this, hopefully we'll discuss it more in the future. But he says that Eid Echad, Amigu, they're Mevarim. They're not Mevar the Metzias, but they're Mevar the Din. They are Mevar the Din. When an Eid Echad is Machai B'Shvua or Amigu, they clarify to us what the correct din is. When it comes to Chazak and Rov, those are different because they are Achros. They decide. What do they decide? They decide a Suffolk. And that's very key, that they're deciding a Suffolk. באופן שהיסוד של החזקה והרוב זהו הספק. למשל, כשאנו מסתפקים עם הישנת קדשה, אם לא, אנו מעמדים אותה בחזקת פנויה. So the yisod of chazak and rov is the suffix. You have to start in order to come on. The big yisod. In order to come on to chazak and rov, you have to start off with a suffix. So if we're mistapek, if a woman was miskadeshes or not, אנו מעמדים אותה בחזקת פנויה. We say you have a cheskas pnuya, that we have a suffix. Lady, are you married? Chasen gemacht, or not nicht chasen gemacht? Did you get married? Did you not get married? So the answer is we're mamming her in her cheskas pnuya. She is a chazaka that she's a pnuya. So in order to be machria this suffix, in order to decide the suffix, we say pnuya. Avlim yadua shenit katsha. Lo nomar she'afal pi sheish lacheskat pnuya. But let's say we know that she was miskadeshes. We don't say that even though she is a cheskas pnuya, nevertheless she's mikudeshes. Not pitom. A mishpat kazeh hu lo mishpat hegyoni. That's not a logical sentence to say. That even though she's a cheskas pnuya, we know she's married. No. Ki bizman sheyadu hadavar nofel kol hamusag shel chazaka. When something is known, the whole concept of chazaka falls away. Ki kaamur ha-yisod shel kol chazaka zehu ha-safek ube'en safek en klal chazaka. Because the yisod of every chazaka is the doubt. And if there's no doubt, there's no chazaka. And therefore, it's not shaykh to say that the knowledge that she was miskadeshes, that she was married, contradicts the chazaka. Because there's nothing to contradict. Because chazaka has to start with a doubt. In order to come on to chazaka, you need to have a doubt. But here you didn't start with a doubt because you know she was miskadeshes. Melein al maladabir. B'chein l'mashal b'tet chanuyot mochot basar shchuta ve'achat mocheret basar nevela u'ksheino yadu al hazeh lanu sheze hachanut hu hakasher az anu sumchim al harov aval kshiyadu שזהו מחנות של נבלה, לא שייך להגיד שלמרות הדין של רוב, אסורה החתיכה הזו. כי באופן שכזה, בכלל אין מושג של הרוב. Let's say you have 9 stores. 9 stores that sell kosher meat. I like to call it McDavid's. You have 9, it used to be a store in Manhattan, I think they closed down. Very, very healthy food, hamburgers, fries. Anyway, so these 9 stores are selling kosher meat, 9 McDavids, and 1 McDonald's. 1 store is selling not kosher meat. And we don't know, when you see a piece of meat, you see a burger, and you're asking yourself, or you ask the burger, you say, Rav Burger, Harav Burger Shlita, what store did you come from? Did you come from McDavid's and you're a Jewish burger? Maybe that's why you have a yarmulke, like it looks like a bread. But you have a yarmulke on top of you, Mr. Burger? Or no? You, even though despite your yarmulke, I mean, the Pope wears a yarmulke, it's not a raya. despite the fact that you're covered, you're not Jewish because you came from McDonald's. So what do we say? We say that called a parish from Ruparish, it was parish from Rove. So therefore it came, there are nine kosher restores, there are nine McDavids. So you assume that this meat came from the McDavids and not the McDonald's. But let's say you know that it came from McDonald's. Say, Mr. Burger, where'd you come from? And the burger opens up its big mouth and says, I came from McDonald's. Came from McDonald's. So I don't know if a burger has nemanis. But you happen to know that this burger came from McDonald's. Lo she'ach la'git shel amorot ha'din shel rov asura ha'ticha zo. You don't say, oh, despite the fact that there's a rov, this chaticha is aser. Not piton. The rov doesn't start. You only come on to rov, you only start dealing with a rov when you have a suffix. But here there's no suffix. You know that it came from McDonald's. As ein alma ledaber. Ein rov listor. There's no majority that we're contradicting over here. Why? Because you only start with Rove when you have a suffix. It has to come from a suffix. He has no suffix. You know that it came from McDonald's. So that's when it comes to Rove and Chazaka. Aval mashal be'ed echad she'af al pi she'eino ne'eman la'onashim u'lechiyuv mamon shama hagdara hi she'hochachat ed echad lo maspika. Aval sof sof yesh b'zeh mishum hochacha af al pi she'lo haya mikodem shum safek b'davar. But let's say you have an ed echad. So an ed echad isn't ne'eman to give punishment. You don't believe in ed echad in order to punish somebody, extract punishment, or. But sof sof, there's a proof. Yesh b'zeh mishum hochacha, it's something. It's something. Af al pi she'lo haya mikodem shum safek b'davar. So the hochacha is not enough, but it is a hochacha. Even though beforehand there was no suffix at all. When you have a rov, it has to start with a suffix. When you have a chazaka, it has to start with a suffix. But l'mashal eirecha doesn't have to start with a suffix. The eirecha says something. There's a hochacha. Ah! The eight said something. So it's not enough for us. Because one is not enough. But it didn't start with the suffix. It didn't have to start with the suffix. There is some hochacha here, even without a previous suffix. Or a migu. Somebody has a migu. So even though beforehand we didn't have a suffix, but he comes and creates the suffix. So rov and chazaka have to start with the suffix, but the other things don't have to start with the suffix b'chla. So for example, eirechad, like we said, is a hochacha. It's not enough of a hochacha, but it's a hochacha. Even though beforehand there was no suffix. And here we have a gevaldic explanation. V'yisod zeh ba klal muskam etzel aposkim delochal heter shel bitul b'rov kodem shenoda ha'tarovet. There's a klal that's muskim in all the poskim, or by the poskim, that there's no heter of bitul b'rov before the tarovet was known. Ki rak yediyat ha'tarovet שמזה בא הספק, זה היסוד של ביטול ברוב, כי כאמור באין ספק, אין כלל המושג הזה. When do you come on to ביטול ברוב? When you know about the תערובס. But if you don't know about the תערובס, then there's no din of ביטול ברוב. Because only through the knowing of the תערובס, knowing that it was a mixture, comes the ספק. And once you have a ספק, you can say ביטול ברוב. But if you don't know about the tarovas, then how can you talk about Bittul Barov? We don't know anything about it. We don't know any. We don't know that there's a suffix b'chlal. Now there are achronim who say that there's a difference between chazaka and rov. Chazaka is hanhaga b'suffik, and rov is hachra b'suffik. Rov decides the suffix, and chazaka is the way we act vis-a-vis the suffix. And Rav Amiel here puts rov and chazaka together, but as the footnote says in the Masar Rav Kook Sefer of Amidos, Rav Amiel isn't arguing with that. All he's saying is that when both rov and chazaka have to start with a suffix. Without a suffix, you have no. Without a suffix, you have no. No chazaka, no rov. But whether it's a hachra b'suffik, like some achronim say rov is, or an haga b'suffik, like some mafarshim say chazaka is, so that would be a distinction. But they both have to start with a suffix. And that's a very important point. And to sharpen the distinction between rov and chazaka and other proofs, the question would be, what happens if the Metzias is makrish the Rov in the Chazaka, or the Metzias is makrish the other Hochachas? So let's say the Metzias is makrish the Rov. You don't say that the Rov was Sheker. It really was a Rov. Just the Metzias is not like the Rov. So therefore, you see it's not like the Rov. The Rov was a Rov. Say they're a Rov. But now you see the Metzias is not like that, so you follow the Metzias. If you have a Chazaka, and then you see the Metzias is against the Chazaka, say there. So you had a Chazaka, the Chazaka was a correct Chazaka, but just you happen to see that reality is against the Chazaka, not the Chazaka was Sheker. But the other Hochachas, if somebody have an Eid Echad, and then you find that he was lying, or you have a Migu, and you find that the guy was lying, it's because the Metzias is not like that, so that means that the Eid Echad was Meshaker. That means that the Migu was Sheker. Now the Behuda writes in Yeradeya Tinyan and Simon Tzadi Vav, he's mechalik between Hachras Edim and Hachras Rov and Chazaka. He writes, the shiny nisis al pi Edim, afshim mutaris linasi al piem, mekomakom onazel al pi tosu. Let's say of Edim, come and testify that a woman can get married. And then she gets married and she finds out her husband's alive. So that means that it was a mistake. Edim said sheker, and therefore it's called Tos and Shkaga, but it's not called Onis. You're right, she was Naneset, it wasn't her fault, but it was Al Pi Sheker. It was based on falsehood because these Edim lied. She was Meshamesh Mita, and it wasn't the time of her Veses. Shehimuteris l'shamesh, that she is allowed to be meshamesh mita. Vein kanto says in Odi Derak al Pidin Torah, himuteris l'shamesh. Afilu pirsinida b'mtzabi anusu. Haknisa, shein kan shum tos. They had bia b'shas shlob b'shas vista. It's not the time for verses. So what did he do wrong? What did she do wrong? Nothing. Here they're mamash onus. So it wasn't a mistake. They did it right. The same thing with the Rov and the Chazak. Rov and Chazak aren't a mistake. The Rov and Chazak are correct. We just see the Matthias is not like that. They were correct in having B at this time. We just, in the end, it was onus. She saw that. But when it comes to Edim, if we find that Edim are Sheker, then she married Alpi Edim, that means that it was a mistake. It was based on Sheker. A woman who did Yibim after 3 months, even if she's found afterwards to be pregnant, Al Pidin, it was mutter to Yibim with her. Because Rov Nashim, you see their Uber after the first trimester. The Torah said Achor Rab Lahatos. So the Torah is telling us to follow this Chazaka, this Rov. So once you're following the Torah, so you can't say that the person made a mistake. The person did exactly what they should be doing. And in the end, it was onus that he did the yibum with this woman who turned out to be pregnant. But he was doing everything right. But if a person follows Edom, and the Edom lied, so then the whole thing was based on falsehood. It wasn't based on the truth of the Torah. No one could argue that two Edom are the truth of the Torah, but it's a different type of truth. We don't know necessarily Edom are telling the truth. We just believe them, because Torah says to believe two Edom. But if they're lying, they're lying, and the whole thing is fake news. But having Bia, Shelo B'Sha'as HaVeses, and doing Yibum after 3 months, that's not fake news. That's following Din Torah. And Memela, if afterwards she's found to be pregnant, after the 3 months, they should have done Yibum. They're Anusim. And again, like we said before, the Poskim say that there's no Heter of Bittul Barov before the Tairobes is known. Only after the Yedias HaTairobes, then you can have a case of Bittul Barov. Because first you have to have a suffix. You have a suffix. Oh, there's a Tairobes here. So now should we say Bittul Barov? The answer is yes, but only after you know about the Tairobes. If you don't know about the Tairobes, there's no din of Bittul Barov. There's no heter of Bittul Barov. So what's the nafkamina? As to whether there's Bittul Barov, Bittul Barov is only achar sheno de Tairobes. And not before you know the Tairobes. If you don't know, you don't know. Nothing to talk about. It's an afkamina. Akopanim, that's the Yisod. Gamed echad leilu dvarm sheidusim willim in yanei mamuz kol achiv shvuv lifter min ha-shvua gamizam etzias lo hover el arak ha-din. In those areas, and they will leave an eid echad, in Inyani Mamanis, for example, for a Chi of Shavua, or the Patr Min HaShavua, also there, the Metzias wasn't Mizbarer. We believe in Eid Echad to be Mechayiv somebody a Shavua. That doesn't mean the Metzias is as the Eid Echad said. Just the Din is that the person now Chayiv a Shavua, or to Patr somebody from a Shavua, according to those who hold that way. There's no Metzias, we just follow the Eid Echad because that's the Din. Uvezen Omevinim. Et terutzo shel arosh. And with this, we can answer we can understand the answer of the rush. Alakushi shemakshim neged anacha she'edam seya poter b'shvua. We know that if you have an edam seya, he patters from shvua. Somebody's chayv b'shvua, but he has an ed on his side. So he patters this person from a shavua. So the kasha on that is, what about shomer shemaser l'shomer? You have a shomer that gives over to another shomer, and then the item is damaged. So the shomer is chayev, the first shomer is chayev. Why? Because ad mehem esli b'shavua, hu lo mehem li b'shavua. I don't trust him with the shavua, I only trust you. So I'm not going to let him make a shvua to patur himself, because I never trusted him in the first place with the shvua. I only trusted you. Ve'amai lo yashomer hasheni b'tor eid ha-meseya poter min ha-shvua. I don't understand. The second shomer says that there was some type of onus here. So let him patur from a shvua. Patur the first shomer from a shavua. Normally, the first shomer is going to have to take a shavua, but the Bailam says to him, listen, I trusted you. I don't trust Yenim. Seder, but why should the first shomer be chayv a shavua when he has the second shomer to be an Edom Esayeh who patters min a shavua? Vateirutzu. Since if somebody's obligated in a shvua and they're not able to pay, and they're not able to swear, then he has to pay. And eid echad ve'ed echad puter rach mishvua ve'lo mimamon. And eid echad patters from a shvua, but he doesn't patter from mamon. L'chein einam mo'ila iduto shel eid echad b'zeh. The first shaymer is chayiv payment. Why? Because he's chuyiv shvuy ben yochol ishav. He can't swear. He doesn't know what happened to the object that wasn't with him. So he can't swear, so he's chayiv shvuy. And an eid echad only patters from shvuy. But he doesn't patter from mamon. And this guy is chayiv mamon. This first shomer is chayiv mamon. The eid echad isn't going to help. Become uvan. ששם גם כן אפשר להתחיל מן הצד השני ולומר כיוון דעד אחד נאמן לעניין פטור שבועה תו לא אבא כלל מחויב שבועה. I don't understand, says Rav Amiel, since the eid echad is neaman to patter him from a shvua, so let's say that the first shomer isn't mechuyav shvua, and if he's not mechuyav shvua, memela we don't apply the rule to him that somebody is mechuyav shvua ואינו יוכל לישב, and he's unable to swear pace. But he's not chai v'shua. Why is he not chai v'shua? Because he's an aid of Messiah. He's the second aid who says that he's pater. So since the second shomer is helping him, he should be pater from a shvua. And if he's pater from a shvua, then he shouldn't have to pay. So how can we say that an aid echad, if somebody is mechuyav v'shua, ve'eino yochel lishav, he has to pay, even if he has an eid echad on his side, because an eid echad only patters from shvua, not from mamon. Yeah, but this guy is patter from the shvua. Why is he patter from shvua? Because the second shomer is misayeh. He says that you don't owe any money. He says you're cool, so why should he have to swear? So he's patter mishvua. If he's patter for shvua, he's not somebody who's mechuyav shvua ve'eino yochel lishav. He's not b'chal mechuyav shvua. So how can the Rosh say that he has to pay because an eid echad only patters from shvua, not from mamon? No. No. In this case, since the eid echad patered from a shvua, mamele he's not chayiv mamon. This kasha was asked by the Ktzos, maybe Kiv Eger, discussed by the Kilas Yankif of Mitzi and Simon Bays. Ach gam ken kanal, dehaed eino mevarer at hamitziut. But this is like we said, the aid isn't mevarer the mitzias. Shnei mashal yidei ze eino mechuyav klal shvua. And we should say that he's not mechuyav shvua. Ela ze meshamesh rak lahadin. This is only when it comes to the din. There's a din shvua here, and the edus of the aid is bimkom ha-shvua. The edus of the aid replaces the shvua. Umimela mo'ila eduto rak makom shelefnei eduto nishar rak chiyuf shvua. Ha-makom shelefnei agadato. This eid echad is not mevar the mitzius of what actually happened, and therefore he says, hey, he's potter from paying because there was onus. No, that's not what the eid echad does. The eid echad is a din. It's a din that the siyu of the eid echad patters from a shvua. Eidutol shel ha'ed hu bimkom ha'shvua. So it's instead of the shvua, you have the eidus of the eid, so he's off the hook. And Memela, his Eidus is only going to be effective in a case where before his Eidus, all there is a Chiyuv Shvuah. If all there is a Chiyuv Shvuah, then the Eidus of the aid comes in the clutch and helps him out. But here, before his Eidus, there was already a Chiyuv Mamon. Because he had the first Shomer, it was Mechuyav Shvuah. And a Yochel Ishava, he doesn't know what really happened. Chayv L'Shalim. He has to pay. And now the Eid Echad is coming and saying, no. The second Shomer says, he's cool. He's off the hook. He doesn't know anything. So that'll patter him from a Shvuah, but there's already a Chiyuv Mamon that's been generated. And Eid Echad doesn't help with the Chiyuv Mamon. Eid Echad only helps that he's starting out with a Shvuah. All there is a Shvuah here. There's no Chiyuv Mamon yet. Then the Eid Echad helps. But if there's already a Chiyuv Mamon, then it's Too little, too late, as they say in the ball games. Somebody is mechuyav shvua and they can't swear, and there's already a chiyuv mamon that's been chal, so the edus is ineffective. And the chakira of an edah meseyaya is an edah meseyaya ptur b'ikar achiyuv, or is an edah meseyaya ki'ilu nishba. So here Rav Amiel has no kate that it's ki'ilu nishba. In Chiddush of Ruben Grzovsky, Bav Mitzi in Siman Aleph, he writes gimel oifan and binyan edah meseyaya. There are three possibilities. One, that it's keneged ikar amechayiv, ki amechayiv shvua hu hi ha'uchacha. That's ha'ochacha against, and he is ha'ochacha in favor. So it's keneged the ikar mechayev. There's something that's mechayev shvua, that's ha'ochacha against him, that would obligate him, and he's coming in his favor, this aid, and he's saying that no, he doesn't have to pay. So that's ha'ochacha against the mechayev of the shvua. Second possibility is it's a beirur ki'ilu nishba. It's as if he swore. Possibility number three is that he patters from the chiyuv shvua. Possibility number two is as if he swore. This aid is as if is bimkom the shvua. Possibility number three is that he patters from the chiyuv shvua. And with that, he deals with the rush that we mentioned. Akupana wanted to present those three possibilities. It's also important to note the famous Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shi'urim, who says, Chelik Bey Simen Zayin Ischoker, if the din of Mitoch Shein Yochel Li Yishava, what's the din that if somebody can't swear he has to pay? It's Pshat that Meikar there's a Chiyuv Mamon. So it says that in the Torah Tshuos Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim, he has to swear, and if he doesn't swear, and he's mechuyev mamon. Is that how it works? That it starts with a chiyev mamon? Or no? Odil mashakati mechuyev shvuhu. Elishim eino nishba mishalim. Vekan abe achiyev mamon tolada me achiyev shvuhu. Vim eino chayev shvuhu gam eino mishalim. That really is all there is a chiyev shvuhu. And the mamon is a tolada. That's only an outgrowth of the chiyuv shvua. But if he's not chayv shvua, memele, he's not going to be chayv mamon. According to the first tzad, already at the beginning there's a chiyuv mamon. The chiyuv mamon comes together with the chiyuv shvua. Because you have two tracks. You have the shvua seshem tiyeh bein shneim track, that they swear. And then you have the mominous track, that if the person doesn't want to swear, they both don't want to. If one person doesn't want to swear, is mechuyev shvua, then he has to pay. Or no. All there is a chiyuv shvua, and an outgrowth of the chiyuv shvua is a chiyuv mamon. But if you can erase the chiyuv shvua, then there'll be no chiyuv mamon. Because how about talia? The chiyuv mamon is telling the chiyuv shvua. So here Rav Amiel seems to be saying that it starts with the Chiyuv Mamon together with the Chiyuv Shvua. So he writes, El Shazem Shamish Rakladin Shaydusa Shalaid of Mokom Shua. Base date is Mokom Shua. The Mela Moilai Duto Rakamakom Shalafne Duto Nisharak Chiyuv Shua. If all there is a Chiyuv Shua, then it's effective. A Mokom Shalafne Gato Kvarita Vachiyuv Mamon, Eduto Lo Moila. But if there was already a Chiyuv Mamon, then his Eidus isn't going to be effective. ומחויב שווה ואין יכול להישבע שיש בזה חיוב ממון שוב אין עדותו מועילה. And if he's obligated to swear and he can't swear because there's a חיוב ממון, and now there's a חיוב ממון, the edus is ineffective because it's a Johnny come lately, he's coming after the חיוב ממון. So if you say they come together, then it's great. This person is obligated in Shvua or Mammon. And now this guy is saying he's not Chai B'Shvua. Oh, he's not Chai B'Shvua. But that doesn't help us because he's already Chai B'Mammon. So you got him off the hook for the Shvua, you didn't get him off the hook for the Mammon. That's if they come together. But if one is an outgrowth of the other, then one could possibly argue that this aid comes and he says he's not Mechuyev Shvua. Oh, he's not Mechuyev Shvua, then where's going to be? Where's the Chi of Mammon going to be? It's all predicated on the Chi of Mammon. So, you remove the foundation of the Chi of Mammon. So why should he be Chayev Mammon? Yet the Rosh says he is Chayev Mammon. In such a case, of Mechuyev Shvua Ben Yochel Yishava, like in the Shomer, in Mechuyev Shvua Ben Yochel Yishava, in the case of Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer, whereas Mechuyev Shvua Ben Yochel Yishava, so the first Shomer has to pay, even though the second Shomer is a Meseyeh. So we say, why does he have to pay? He has an aid on his side. The answer is, it's too late, because he was already Chayev Shvua and Mammon. So the aid might help him with the Shvua, he's not going to help him with the Mammon. But it could be that if you say that the Mammon is only an outgrowth of the Shvua, so if he helps him with the Shvua, then there's mainly going to be no Mammon. It's not like the Gemara says. Gemara says, Taka, he does have to pay. The Shomer Hasheni is not going to be an Eid HaMaseya, because all he patters from is the Shvua, but not from the Mammon. So l'chor, they come together. Alright, there's really a lot to talk about. And, Kedai also to look in the Kilas Yankif of Metzia. Talks about this Chakira. A lot of people talk about this Chakira, the interrelationship between Mechuyev Shvua Ben Yochel Yishava Mishalim. How do you view that? Is that there are two tracks, or that the moment is an outgrowth? And we will, Amir Tashem, continue seeing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And the Rav concludes here, Vakopanam Ravan Divya Rashi, Gam Eirecha Mokam Shemoel, Hinelo Samatziya Sukavela Rakas Hadin. So he's only Kovea, he's not Kovea Metzias. If the Eirecha was Kovea Metzias, then the person he's Misayaya wouldn't have to pay. But he's Kovea the Din. There's no Chiv Shvua. So there's no Chiv Shvua, but he still have to pay Mammon. Okay, sweet friends, we have a lot more to talk about, like I said, and we should see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend. Thank you so much for listening.